When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talks.
Here comes the money. Money, 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 money.
Alan Bell. The AB3. On the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
All right. We're joined now on the 42 Degrees of Source Hotline by our good friend from the AB3 driving the line, Alan Bell. AB, hello. How are you?
Fantastic, sir. We doing okay?
Oh yeah, we're doing good. Okay, so Josh, tell Alan about the chips that you ate yesterday.
Alan, I tried a new bag of chips. Saw them at the gas station. It had the word "new" on the bag, so I had to pick them up.
Yep.
There you go. Thank you. I knew you'd agree. Doritos Baja Fiery Mango.
Ooh. Okay. Okay. All right. Here's how we're gonna do it. So first, all right, let's look at it like recruiting. That's like our level. 1 star to 5 star. What star do you give?
That's good.
I would go 3 stars. A little too mango-y for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that's exactly what I was going to ask, right? Because you've got, you know, the spice going, but then the mango, which is good, but you only need, like, a very minor touch.
Right.
I could see where, like, if they go too much mango, it could be a problem. Yeah.
So Josh is doing this thing where he's just, I mean, he does this anyway with his normal life where he'll, like he said, if it says new on it and they think that somebody will buy it, like Josh is the exact person that they're marketing
these
things to.
That's the marketing audience.
Yeah. And so I went into his office today and lo and behold, there's a package of Sour Patch Kids Oreos. Thoughts on that idea?
All right. So I haven't had those, but I do enjoy both. All right, so okay, so is it Oreo like the texture? Is it an Oreo or is it a Sour Patch Kid?
It's a cookie and the filling is Sour Patch Kid flavored.
Okay, I'm actually with that. Like, I found that the Oreos, like the flavorings, you could go a lot of ways with it.
Really?
What did you think? Did you like it?
I don't think he's done it yet.
I haven't done it.
I'm a little concerned about this whole entire thing. I don't know that I like it.
It's a wild thought, right? Like, it's like going to, hey, we're going to go recruit 9 kickers. You know what I mean? Like, either it's really going to work out or it's a disaster. But I'm going to be honest. I've never had a bad Oreo flavor. Like, I feel like they know what they're doing. They know their program. And they're like, just trust us. Like, this is gonna work out.
Yeah.
So, I need to know.
I think.
Like,
we'll get the review out after the show. That's for sure. We'll make sure you're aware of it. But you know, they can have misses too. And you know, sometimes you miss. I don't know that we'll see what happens on this one. But I certainly don't have high hopes for it.
We're gonna have to wait and see. This could be a transfer portal snack. You're very sick.
Yeah, exactly. It's gonna be a 3-star that was
great bit.
You know, had a lot of hopes coming in that they could be developed, but it just never came to fruition.
Their 5-star linebacker just didn't work out.
Yeah,
for some reason, it just didn't happen.
They gotta go play at Arkansas State now. Sorry. Shout out to Arkansas State. All right, AB, what's going on? I've seen you, and a lot of people in the betting community are talking about just the shenanigans that are going on with the sports books right now as it pertains to maybe when they post lines. I mean, you guys have been really deep into the college baseball thing now. Like, what's going on over here?
Yeah, so, okay, so what's going on is that, you know, number one, obviously, like, it's a niche sport. I get it, right? Like, you're either all in on college baseball or you don't watch it, right? So it's not like the NFL. The books don't put a lot of, you know, really effort into it. But what they're doing now is they're getting hammered, number one, okay? So when you have, like, today, okay, Tuesday, there's a lot of games, right? So you have 100 games. Now they'll drop you maybe 15 random games, okay? And they only give you the money line. And then now they're starting to just give us, like, totals and run lines 17 minutes before, first pitch. 17 minutes. It's like, dude, give me a break here. Like, you know, and again, not to hammer at the books, but it's like, you have every advantage possible. Like, come on.
Dude. Right.
Give us a break,
well,
you know?
And I also think there is, I think on a grander scale, not just the college baseball world, there's a lot of people who are now getting into this for the first time, and they're like, yeah, I mean, I was going to pick a winner, so here I'm going to pick my winner, but then they're minus 150 when they're really, it should be somewhere around 130 or 120 or something like that.
Yeah.
Just little dimes, dollars and cents here and there. And I feel like there's probably some taking advantage of from the sports books of like, hey, these guys are new. They don't really know what they're looking at. So let's try and, you know, steal a dime or two. And that's, I mean, it feels like that's happening and people are talking about it in that community.
Oh, huge. I mean, that's what they're doing. And like minus 150, dude, keep going, right? Like,
yeah.
You got like Vanderbilt is playing Louisville today. Louisville's a good baseball team, all right? Vanderbilt's like minus 275. Like, so you know what I mean? Like,
it's
what
crazy.
Do you want me to do with this, right? Like, so
it's a baseball game.
Yeah, it's like, come on, dude. Like, yeah, it's out of control, man. And I'll tell you, I get it, because sportsbooks are a business. And you got to protect yourself.
That's what. Yeah, yeah. Keep going. Yeah, keep
there's
going.
There's gonna be a book that understands. That's like, okay, we could do this and turn this around to be a positive for us. Like, that's what I'm trying to get, and hopefully a sportsbook will do that.
Yeah, that's what I appreciate about you guys. Like, it's at the end of the day, what you're trying to do. It's not just about like, hey, here's my plays and this is the whole thing. But like, it's also here's what goes into it. We want the people, the listeners of the show or the people who consume this, whatever it is, to be informed more than anything so they can not only know, you know, what to do and where to look, but also what it means when they put a sports bet in. Like, that's the next step, I think, to the evolution of like sports betting in America.
Completely agree. Absolutely agree. Because, you know, every day there are so many new sports bettors. Like, this industry, you guys know, is massive, and it's been there for a while, right? And yeah, like teaching people how to do it properly. And look, that doesn't mean that, you know, when we say teaching, like that somebody has to be brand new. People teach me every day. Like, I'll see other, you know, I'll watch other shows, listen to other, you know, podcasts, whatever, and they'll break something down like, hey, this is why I bet Major League Baseball team totals. It's like, dude, I never thought about that. You know what I mean? Like the mindset of that. So yeah, like the learning process for sure. Biggest part of it, definitely.
Did you get busy on the Kentucky Derby this weekend? How'd that turn out?
I did. All right. So luckily, you know, I hit on the like place and show, and it was not me. It was somebody, you know, with our brand that knew what they were doing. I did not have Mystic Dan whatsoever. So I was lucky to get 2 and 3. But I didn't get the winner. I didn't see that coming. What about you?
So, I was sitting at a place. I mean, I'm at my wife's parents' house, and it's in Nebraska, and you can't sports bet on your phone in Nebraska. And so Mike Tirico's Alan, it's a thing. It's a bad thing. Now the sports betting thing is coming along. We're getting to the places where you could actually go to the casinos and bet now. But there's really specific rules, and the mobile part did not pass.
Tom Osborne's a powerful man, Alan.
We are not in good shape here, Alan.
Oh, my God. Okay. I'm glad you told me that. I'm going to research that. Keep going. Sorry.
Yeah.
Interrupt.
Anyway.
Yeah, that's wild.
So I, you know, but you can always horse bet. So Mike Tirico's telling me about the Twin Spires thing. And so I hop on there, and I just, you know, threw a couple things down, and I have no idea what I'm doing. Once again, uninformed sports bettor. But I just so happened to put a couple bones on Mystic Dan, so I got lucky. I got lucky, and that was my win of the weekend.
Dude, that's huge, man. Well done on that one. And side note, like, I don't know how you guys feel. Like, I'm a Tirico guy. Like,
I am too.
I like Mike Tirico. Yeah, he's good, man. Like, when you see that Tirico's on the call, you're like, all right, we're in good hands. I trust this.
No doubt about it. Yeah, so that was I turned out well on that one, and nice. by a snout, by a nose, I didn't, you know.
What odds were it? What did you get?
It was, gosh, I could pull it out of my phone real quick.
I didn't mean to put you on the spot, but I mean, it was obviously double digits, you know.
I think it was 15, I want to say.
Yeah, nice, dude. That's awesome, man. Congrats.
Yeah, it felt nice. Felt nice. Thank you. Thank you. I should have tweeted at you and said, cash it.
That's next year.
What I was doing. Okay, and then last night in the NBA, first of all, I was discussing this earlier. This is outside of sports betting. How do you feel about the Knicks being, like, I proudly proclaimed earlier that the Knicks are kind of America's team. I feel like everybody is rooting for the Knicks right now. I'm on board with this train. What about you?
Yeah, I am too, right? And look, I'm normally, like, anti the New York team. Like, you know, it gets annoying. But I'm with you. I like the Knicks team. Now, you bring up an interesting point of, like, you know, the America's team, right? Like, I feel like it's 50-50. You're either, like, a Knicks guy or like a Timberwolves guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that's what is most fun in Denver. This could be danger zone for game three. Like a sweep now is very real. But yo, I'm with you, man. Like the Knicks, dude, like, and especially the comeback they made last night, like it felt all the way to the fourth quarter. Like, dude, the Knicks are going to blow it. They can't do it. And then they just took over, man. Like they're fun. I'm with you.
No, I think the Nuggets are definitely, danger zone is a good way to describe it. I don't think they're winning that series. Just that the Timberwolves have turned into this like blood in the water team that they're actually horrifying right now.
Oh God, yeah. And I mean, look, they did it without one of their best players last night on the road. Like that place in Game Three, going back to Minnesota, is going to be rowdy. You know what I mean? Like. It is, this could be bad. Like, I think now we're just on, like, Jokic brother's watch. Like, they're going to fight somebody. Like, that's going to happen.
They better – I'd welcome it if – I'm a Nuggets fan. I'd welcome it if they, like, if they got some, you know, they got some fangs to them here in the last couple games. However long this series go, like, come on, let's wake
like
up.
Like a manager getting ejected?
Yeah. I might get out there, Alan, and just get run on purpose just to see if it could spark somebody.
I mean, that's what I was going to ask you. Like, you're a Nuggets guy. Like, it feels like it's just like a dead, like, locker room. Like, what has happened?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't explain it. They haven't met this much resistance in a while is the best way I could. And they certainly were not. I'm going to blame the Lakers on this one because they were not prepared coming off of the Lakers series for what the Timberwolves were going to throw at them. So I'm going to once again use this as an opportunity to hate on the Lakers and say, hey, come on, give them a better look than they would have been more prepared for this series. But no, the Lakers had to roll over and die.
Of course. You know, like, you know what? I'm with you on that. We are blaming the Lakers. That is the issue here.
Yep. 100%. That's what I'm going for. What do we like? Any midweek baseball that you're interested in? Like, it's starting to heat up. All of a sudden, we're going to be talking about how we can get AB up here for the College World Series again in a couple weeks. What do we like either whether it's a college baseball slate or beyond?
Yeah, okay. So number one, that is happening, regardless if Tennessee makes it or not, but that is happening because now my boss is a really good guy. I'm a big fan of him. Oh yeah, that's me. All right. I'm doing it. All right, so that's happening. Number two, so we only have 2 weekends left really of the regular season. Then it gets conference play, regionals, super regionals, etc. So you got to step into the money line. That's why I'm playing totals here. And you're going to see teams not want to use their bullpens because these last weekend series are so important. East Carolina is on an absolute tear. They're playing Duke tonight. That's going to be a hell of a game. I like East Carolina there. Look for totals. If you can find Mercer games, I know that sounds crazy. Mercer and Wright State. BC's hit overs. All the time.
Mm.
I think with Illinois, they're crazy. They always hit over.
Hmm. I like it. There we go. There's some stuff. That's what you guys are doing over at Driving the Line. Just inform people.
It is, man. But yeah, dude, East Carolina tonight, man.
All right. Once again, get your bosses in order, you know, whoever that may be, and say I'm taking a couple of days. We can come up here and like do shows or whatever you want to do, but just come up here for a couple of days and see Omaha in June. Take a couple Jello shots and then drive back home.
Oh, all I'm telling you, it's happening. I cannot wait. And yeah, I'll be right there with you guys.
All right, AB. Talk to you later.
I appreciate it, bud.
Al Bell of the AB3 and Driving the Line. I almost said it again. driving the line. That's what I like about Alan. It's informing people. He's all across the board. And you know what Alan is? He's a listener. Right? So I tell him, hey, look, we don't have the app thing going on in Nebraska right now. Oh, interesting. I'm going to look into that a little bit. Hey, I think he said last night on Twitter, he's like, you know what we're going to do? We're just going to go over and look at somebody else's podcast and just flood them with likes and views and stuff like that today.
Oh, wow.
That's what AB's all about. It's about the good of the game.
I like that.
He's good vibes all the way around. And okay. He definitely has takes on food. So yeah, that's another reason we have to get him up here for the World Series.
There is a treasure trove of content that we could do with Alan Bell.
Indeed. Coming back, we'll get to the odd news. Stay tuned because we'll talk about Nebraska's schedule and how people are starting to realize that that it's not that hard and further convincing themselves that Nebraska could win many more football games this year. By the way, how do I look? How's the light?
I actually think it looks as good as it has ever looked right now.
Okay.
I know that it's up pretty high.
So I'm sweating. And now I have a headache.
Yeah, yeah. That's...
Because I have this light on the brightest it can get.
You look great.
I am in physical pain. And I don't want to go through this every day.
You will get
so I'm sad that I have set this standard to where this actually is the best version of how we look because I do not like this at all. Mm. I like it like ideally I like it like this.
You see now your hat is creating a shadow over your eyes and
this feels a lot better though.
That might be a good compromise right there with the hat.
Okay.
Up at that weird angle.
Or I could turn it down to here.
We could also like prep better and like use makeup and things like that. Before
yeah, Charles show. Says on YouTube, Connor could use some powder.
Yeah, I don't know how committed we want to be to the television show.
I will not be wearing makeup on this show.
I mean,
have you ever been in a situation where you've done like a TV deal and they try to put makeup on you?
Yes,
you have.
Yes.
Did you accept the makeup?
I accepted the makeup, but it looked like there was a powdery, cakey substance on my face.
I've done a couple TV deals, and I...
You said no?
Well, I just...
Who the hell do you think you are?
I just think, like, you know... You
no,
want,
no,
you
none
want,
for me. I know better, you, Mr. TV person.
You want the real me. I'm not tan. I don't have a golden hue to my face.
You do not.
And if I'm hot and sweaty, I want you to know that I'm hot and sweaty. I want
warts
you to
and all,
yeah,
baby.
I want you to know where I'm coming from. Or if I show up on that gambling show in Vegas at 5:30 in the morning, coming off of the White Castle incident, like I'm gonna have my coffee with me and I'm gonna be wearing sunglasses. That happened.
Now I think that's a way a person in the Vegas morning should look.
Yeah.
Like that's.
Even it was early, Josh.
Even
it
if that's early. Not what you're actually doing, like that's a great bit, is sunglasses and a coffee.
Yeah, because it invites the first question from the people on the show, which is,
what'd you do last night?
How's your night last night?
You get and after
I
just, it?
It's like, yeah, I dropped a bottle of beer at White Castle and told a little kid I hated him.
I respect it.
I respect it. But I also respect the workers at White Castle. Mm-hmm. All right, come back. Odd News is next on 1620 The Zone.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.